Rick Yeager joins me online now. Rick, I gave you an assignment a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to know about jailbreaking my iPhone. Well, I don't actually want to jailbreak my iPhone, but I wanted to know what the deal was because I'm afraid of it.
What's the big deal?
Because, okay, Apple has completely closed down their ecosystem around their phone. But people who want to do things that Apple doesn't necessarily approve of, then they can basically break the protection scheme. Is that the way to put it in the iPhone?
Jailbreaking basically allows iOS users, and this even includes Apple TV users, basically it allows them to gain deeper access to the operating system, deeper access than Apple ever intended. And you're basically installing special system software and, you know, kind of venturing into this dark world of, you know, the it's kind of the geek counterculture where
There's a reason. And here is Apple's made their bed to a certain extent in this, because Apple, with the way that they've built their operating system and the way that they've built iTunes, the store and the App Store, means that there are applications that people build that you can't run, that get rejected from Apple Store for whatever reason, because Apple considers them a security risk, because they compete with Apple products. There's a variety of reasons that Apple rejects them. And if they reject them, you can't, the manufacturers can't get them out.
Right. They'll reject an app just because there are too many of that kind of app.
They'll reject an app because the icon doesn't meet their standards.
True enough.
So it's fairly, so they make it difficult. So is there any wonder there's a bit of a backlash? So the community's figured out a way to crack Apple's protection, be able to go to an alternate app store and download jailbroken apps. Am I right?
You are right. It adds what's called Cydia, which is kind of the deep dark app store of rejected and forbidden apps.
So it's that's spelled Cydia. So that becomes, so when you jailbreak your phone, you have your app store, but you also have Cydia. Can you still go back to the app store if you've jailbroken it?
Yeah, you can still go back to the app store. You can still, all of your data supposedly is fine. I mean, things can go wrong, obviously, and if they do,
you can't complain to Apple.
You can't complain to Apple. You could just plug your iPhone or iPad or whatever into your computer and restore it with iTunes.
With the factory default.
The factory default settings. And most likely the genius at the App Store is not going to have any proof that you've done this, but you have, in fact, voided your warranty.
Okay, that's the... And there is a chance that Apple could tell you that you voided your warranty if you make it, if you reset all your settings, probably they're not going to be able to do that. Not that we know anybody that's tested that.
No.
And so the worst that could happen is your warranty could be voided, or I guess because you're doing that, you're also opening yourself up to a greater security risk.
You are, because I mean, whenever Apple updates the iOS, it also tends to block out the jailbroken devices.
Okay.
So they get reset to the factory settings again.
Yes.
So you
and
either...
Tim Cook and Tim... You get also... Your screensaver turns into a picture of Tim Cook shaking his finger at you.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great if they could do that? Yeah.
But basically, if you join the jailbroken club, you have to wait until the jailbreak software updates to be compatible with the new updates. And every step of the way, Apple is trying to confound these jailbreaking hackers to make it difficult for them to do that.
Okay. So Apple doesn't want you to do it. There is a possibility of voiding your warranty, and you could expose yourself to some security risks. That's all the negative stuff. What do I get if I do jailbreak my phone?
You can get all these cool apps that Apple didn't want you to get. These customizations and extensions.
I want those apps.
You do?
Just because Apple doesn't want me to have them, I got to see what they are.
It's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
There's like MyWi, which will turn your iPhone into a mobile hotspot.
Okay. But I can do that already.
You kind of can, yeah.
Okay. So that's, okay. So far, you're not blowing me away, Rick.
What about lock screen widgets?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love widgets?
Yeah.
Tell you the weather, the calendar.
Oh, so when my screen goes to lock, I can have some sort of data being displayed. My calendar, for example, which would be really useful to have there. Awesome.
That's true.
Like to have. Why doesn't Apple give me that?
I don't know.
Okay.
They do update the icon with the current date.
Okay.
That's about as close as it is.
Yeah, that's what it, but it doesn't tell me my appointments. I mean, they pop up, but I'd like to look at the calendar. Okay. What's next?
Custom themes.
Okay.
You can actually make an iPhone look like a Windows phone.
And why wouldn't you want to?
I don't know. Okay. I can't think of a reason. Face Break tricks the phone into thinking that it's on Wi-Fi so that you can do FaceTime anytime.
So that if you have a data plan, if you have a big data plan, use your mobility. Or if you're on one of the high-speed networks, you can use FaceTime, which you can't do currently.
Right.
Got it. That's useful for people that like FaceTime. I don't think FaceTime would run that great over it, though.
No. Play Awake.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your music as your alarm sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Any voice changes Siri's voice.
Huh. Okay.
Exactly. Voice utilities ask Siri to shut down or restart your phone.
That's so useful.
Actually get Siri to control the phone a bit more.
Okay.
Sarah is Siri for pre-iPhone 4S's.
That's exciting. That's you and me.
That's me.
Yeah.
I swipe.
Oh, this is a swipe text entry utility?
Yes.
Ah.
Like an Android user.
See, there was one in the Apple store for a while. There was a swipe. Now, for listeners that don't know, swipe is a method of typing, which I really wanted to use because I use it on my Android phones, and it involves just putting your finger on a virtual keyboard and then sliding your finger back and forth and stopping at the letters you want rather than picking it up and typing. And based on the algorithm of the directions that you swipe, it predictively puts in the text, and it's really accurate, way faster than typing tap 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 on a virtual keyboard. Apple had a swipe utility in the store. They took it out, and we don't know why, although I suspect it's because Apple wants to do their own. But
right.
it's a glaring omission in the iOS world.
And I'm not sure, but most of the kind of type utilities or anything that deals with text on the unjailbroken iPhone, the standard iPhone, you have to do all of your text entry within that app and then somehow bring it to the app that's going to do what you want with that text.
Yeah.
You can't do texting directly from the app.
This replaces the Apple keyboard with an iSwipe keyboard.
So
that might be almost worth it jailbreaking alone.
Yeah.
Apple should pay attention to that one. Pay attention.
Pay attention. iMame. If you want to play old Nintendo Entertainment System games on your iPhone, iMame is the app to get. Insidia.
Okay.
Forbidden app. SB settings. Quickly toggle system settings on or off from an always accessible pull-down menu.
Okay, so you don't have to go to your system. You don't have to go to the system utilities to get in and make changes.
Right.
That's very Android.
There was an app that allowed you to quickly turn off Bluetooth. All the app did, and they took it out of the App Store. So this is what's become of it.
Okay.
SMS quick reply. Respond to text without leaving your current app.
In the pop-up screen that pops up with the text.
Exactly.
That's the way it should be.
So smart. So this is what you're getting.
Some good things so far.
Some good things. Better control over multitasking, depending on the apps that you download. Mm-hmm. Folder enhancements, including like getting more apps in a folder. It actually
the
has like
limit
a little,
of nine.
Little scroll bar up the side so you can put all your apps in one folder.
Might or might not be good.
Mm-hmm. Access to the file system and command line tools.
Access to the file system would be magic so that you could actually go in and navigate through and look at files as opposed to working from the app. It'd be great for doing things like deleting photos.
Right.
Yes.
And unfortunately, well, I mean, if you're not someone that knows about file systems and knows what not to touch,
Well, that's the whole thing. Is it's part of the fun, isn't it? The fact that you might turn your iPhone into a brick.
Yes.
But then you could always just plug it in and reset the factory settings.
This is the one that is attractive to me. I'm going to look into this. Unlock the carrier locked iPhone.
Yes.
So that it can be used with other carriers. So I could go to the U.S., go to any country, get a pay-as-you-go SIM card, and put it in my iPhone, and I wouldn't have to be without my phone as a phone.
My daughter is in Africa as we speak, and she left her iPhone behind, and she borrowed my Google phone, my Samsung Nexus, because it's a world phone, and she could just pick up a SIM there for super cheap, and she could use it. And she's actually making noise, believe it or not, when she comes back, that she might want to stay on Android and not move back to the iPhone. See, Apple could lose one customer this way. Holy cow.
So
there's a few benefits to jailbreaking. And I could see, I could see a person, like, if you were going to France for 2 weeks on holiday, I could see jailbreaking your phone before you go just to be able to use a SIM over there and keep your phone with you and then setting it back to factory default when you get back.
Yeah, this is very tempting to me. And there are a few ways to jailbreak your phone. I won't go into detail, but
no, that's not really for us now. If people are that interested, they can look for it. But I wanted to know basically what the story was behind it. So that's fair.
Good.
Okay, well, we're going to have a document which describes all of this, which Apple might become chasing. Actually, we should just put it on your site. I'll just put a link to it on your site right now. I'm just kidding.
So they shut me down. I'll put it up.
Yeah, they can shut you down. Appban.tv is Rick's website. Dottotech.com is my site. We will have this posted. I'm actually not going to jailbreak my phone, but I would think about it. I'd certainly think about it if I was going to travel. And you know what? If Apple doesn't come up with a swipe-type text interface at some point, oh, man, they better have good voice recognition in the next version because I really want that.
True.
Good. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.